Hey there, beautiful manifesting mom. This is Gemma, and I'm so excited to bring you this week's business oracle card reading. So I started doing these readings live each Monday inside the Soulful Manifesting for Entrepreneurs group on Facebook. Now, if you want to join me for the live reading, then go ahead and join that group on Facebook today. Otherwise, enjoy this recording, which we will continue to upload each week for you to catch up on. So have a beautiful day. If you have any questions about this reading, please tag me inside the Soulful Manifesting for Entrepreneurs group. See you inside.
Hey, beautiful, and welcome to the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches podcast. I'm Gemma Bernad, intuitive business mindset coach, manifesting mentor, and all-round advocate for female coaches to make loads of money doing what they love. Join me for weekly podcast episodes where I share all the behind the scenes of starting and growing a multiple six-figure online coaching business in less than 18 months, my top tips for creating consistent cash and confidence, and where I interview incredible women doing amazing things in business and life. So whether you're just starting out in the coaching industry or you've been at it for years, if you have the desire to make more money, have a greater impact and create a life that feels ridiculously amazing, then there's something here for you. As I go deep into all things money, mindset, and manifesting in a way that just makes sense. I am so excited you're here. Let's dive in. Incredible ladies, happy Tuesday. I'm super excited, ladies, for today's Oracle in Your Business reading, mainly because I never know what's going to come out. Never know what the message is going to be. I never know what the cards are going to say. I never know what's going to just pour out of my mouth. But nonetheless, I know that if you are in this energy and you are joining me live, this message is for you. So if you are able to join me live and you're on, I would love you to jump into the chat box and say hello so I can say hi back. So I know who I'm actually talking to. If you catch replay, hashtag replay and let me know. And as always, ladies, if you listen to this and you're like, that was so cool, I want to listen to that again, just know it will be on the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches podcast within about the next 24 hours. My podcast VA is pretty fucking incredible. So she'll get it up there quickly and you can go and listen to it at any time. Whoo! Hope you've all had a really great start to the week. I know I have. I've had a really amazing couple of weeks, actually. I was saying to a lady who joined my mastermind for 2021 yesterday that in this really cool space, like it's middle of November and I'm in this space where I actually can wind down for the year, which is exactly what I'm doing. So I'm taking it slow, winding down, getting ready to take some time literally away and off with my family and then ready for next year, which is I know is going to be incredible. And I really feel this too. Maybe you do as well. Like 2020 has been a really, what's the word I want to use? My husband's favorite word, discombobulating year, right? I think most of us probably have felt a little bit like we've been put into the spin cycle of the washing machine. But we're like all here going, I needed it, right? That doesn't mean it hasn't been a great year. Like I know I've had an absolutely one of the most amazing years of my life in so many aspects. But I still feel like there's been some spin cycle in the washing machine going on. But I know a lot of people are like, my God, what's 2021 going to hold? And this lady I was speaking to yesterday is like, I know 2021 is going to be my year. And which I completely agree. I think the energy is ripe for it. But I want to share with you something that I truly believe into, that I truly adopt, and I live into, and I decide from this place. And that is that nothing outside of you can determine whether you have a good year or a bad year. You get to make that decision yourself. Like you get to make the decision. If you want 2021 to be your year, then it'll be your year because you decide it's going to be your year. And then you back that decision up with like who you're being, right? That you get into a greater level of alignment, like true alignment and authenticity with yourself. And if you do that, I truly believe 2021 will absolutely be your year. But that is a decision you get to make. Like it's not like, oh, what's 2021 going to hold for me? It's like, I'm going to decide that 2021 is going to hold this for me. And I take that approach with everything that I go into, whether it be when I'm looking at what's 2021 going to be for me, whether I'm like making an investment into the next level of mentorship that I'm looking for myself, whether I'm launching something, you know, a podcast episode I record. Like, it doesn't matter how minute or macro the like situation or the circumstance is, I just go, what am I going to decide this is going to be? Like, what is the decision I am going to make about this? And then I decide and I take action from that place. Like, I move forward from that place that I decide it's going to be what I want it to be. That this podcast episode is going to be the most amazing podcast episode I've ever recorded because I decide it's going to be. That this next level investment in myself is going to give me everything and more that I truly deeply desire because I decide that it's going to. That this launch is going to be full of flow and ease and abundance and prosperity and everything because I decide it's going to be. Like, I decide it's going to be that way. And that takes radical responsibility, right? It takes, like, you going and me going, right, well, you know, it's up to me. It's not up to anyone else. And from that place, I truly believe that you can create whatever you decide. So, a little bit of a tangent before we go into the reading, but maybe if you're on here with me, maybe you needed to hear that. Or maybe you needed a reminding of that, okay? Or maybe you just needed the inspiration that comes from that. I don't know. But that message, you know, is something that I really hold true. I really hold that true. And it doesn't mean that I'm always like in alignment with that message. Like, sometimes I need reminding myself. Sometimes, like, I'm making a decision. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, no, I don't hope this is going to work out. I decide it's going to work out. It's a very, very, very different level of creation than what most people are used to. But it's an invitation that's there for you. Okay, so maybe you can drop a little emoji if you're on live. Drop me a little emoji and let me know whether that message landed with you as I do a little bit of a shuffle. And we have a look at what the reading is for today and this week. So two card spread, ladies, as always, using Rebecca Campbell's Work Your Light Oracle cards. Can't imagine myself using any other cards right now. I just love them so much. I'm so familiar with them. They're like encoded in my energy. So I really feel very close to these cards, if you can feel close to a set of cards. Nonetheless, two card spread. Okay, what's the energy right for in terms of you letting go of? And what is really there for you to allow to rise up, for you to meet something new, something different, something unknown? Okay, let's see. Oh, I feel like the cards are just, there's some cards that are just wanting to jump out here. So we'll see what they bring up. Okay, I'm going to do the splits. All right. Okay, let's have a look at what the cards are for today. We've got two beautiful cards for you to share with you. So card number one is like the invitation. I always caveat with every one of these lives with saying to you, this is an invitation. This is not set in stone. You still have free will. Okay, so this is an invitation for you to either take it on or not take it on, right? Maybe you don't want to, and that's totally fine. Now, if at any point in time you're thinking, oh, Gemma, I don't know if this is for me, you are in this energy for a reason. There is something within what I share today that is absolutely for you. Maybe it doesn't land with you right now, but you can always come back, as I said, and listen to this on the podcast and really just ponder this on a deeper level. But in terms of letting go, here we go. You're already doing it. Okay, you're already doing it. Stop overthinking, keep facing your true north. And this, I think, is such a beautiful card for this time of year when really the energy of, like I just said, 2021, what's 2021 going to bring? What's the year going to be? And we start to set intentions, we start to reflect on the year that's been. We start to do all of those things that we do as the end of the year comes around and the new year starts to dawn on us. We're also a new moon period as well. So, you know, very poignant time in terms of intentions and the new energy that's coming through. Okay. And I think there's always with that, this, that reflection and that intention setting of a new moon or a new year or a new month or whatever it is that it is for you, is that there can always be this question that comes up of, like, you know, am I actually doing what I need to be doing? You know, am I being who I need to be? Okay. Doubt, questions, confusion, all of those things, okay? And I just want to share a little bit of a human design perspective on this. You know, 70% on average, 70% of people, human beings, have what's called an open head center, okay? There's 9 centers within the body based on human design. And the open head center, when people have an open head center, we're very, very prone to other people's opinions. And that, for a lot of us, causes doubt and causes confusion. It can cause us to think things like, am I really doing this? Is this the right way? Could I be doing it better? Susie over there is doing it this way. Maybe I should do it the way that she's doing. Okay. And so these questions that come up, this is a beautiful message that really is allowing you to let that go, to let that looking around outside of you that happens so often that we do, that, you know, whether it's, you want to call it comparison, or sometimes you don't even realize we're in that flow of comparison too. We're just taking information, we're reading other people's content, you know, we're ingesting all this information and we're allowing it to sway what we know to be true, which is that you're already doing it and that the way you're doing it is for you right now the right way, if there is to be a right way of doing it. Because the right way for everyone, by the way, is a way that is most aligned with you. That's the right way. Okay, that's simple as that. That is the right way, because there is no right way. There is no wrong way. There is no mistake that you can possibly make in this journey that you are on in order to really access yourself and also access the abundance and the prosperity, you know, the goodness, the joy, whatever it is that you want to get out of your business and life as well. And so if you are experiencing any doubt, any questions, any uncertainty, even if it's just micro amount, okay, you know, and by the way, that can be, it can, like, doubt can be dressed up and disguised as other things. So it's like, when is this going to happen for me? When is this going to show up? When, or whatever it is, okay? Just knowing this card is really coming up as an invitation for you to really just finally let that go. Like, just let it go. Let it go. Like I said to you before, you get to decide that you're doing it. Like, you get to decide. You don't need anyone else to come in and tell you, hey, like, you're doing it, right? You're doing what you need to be doing. You're doing it the right way. You're doing it, like, whatever. No one needs to come in and tell you that, okay? You need to give yourself a level of internal reassurance and have a foundation and a scaffold of internal reassurance that allows you to be able to really ground yourself in the energy that you are deciding that you're doing it, no matter what doing it looks like for you. Okay, so that is the energy of what there's to, like, actually, let me read it out. Let me read the card out. Okay, because there's always some beauty in the cards that is there for us all to be able to take in and really just relish in. So here we go. Let me read the card out to you. Okay. Do not question things so much. Okay. And by the way, I really want to offer up for you that one of the reasons that we question things so much is because we're taking on so many other people's thoughts and opinions about what is the right way to do something, particularly when it comes to business. Okay. You're on the right track. You're facing the right way. I truly believe you're always facing the right way. Okay. Even when you're facing the way you don't want to be going unconsciously, you're still facing the right way. There is so much beauty in the contrast, ladies. Like, we're all, you know, this is one of the things that I really feel like I've been able to really embrace and adopt. And that is this concept and belief that there's no such thing as failure. Like, failure, it doesn't exist. And just to let you know, just from a human design perspective as well, I have a third line profile, which means I'm all about trial and error and experimentation, which means I've failed a lot. Like, in the, you know, the normal definition of what the word is, I failed a lot. Like, because I try things over and over and over again and I failed. So I first had experience around what failure is. And I just want you to know that that failure is that contrasting moment that really gives you so much juicy information to be able to work out what the next step is. So if I can offer anything to you from my 12 plus years in business and the like magnitude of failures that I've experienced in that time and in life as well, in 39, almost 40 years of life, okay, is that truly, like, you are always facing the right way. Even when you're facing the direction that doesn't feel like the right way, you are still facing the right way. Stop overthinking it. It's happening, okay? And you are closer than you think. You're exactly where you need to be and things are moving at the perfect speed. Do not rush it, okay? And this is really the challenge. you know, the women that I work with and that I know are part of this community, we're high achieving, highly ambitious women. Patience ain't our virtue, not our strength, right? We're not really patient. We want things to have happened yesterday, okay? So we do get into, we tend to get into this space of like trying to rush to it. And part of that rush really is because you're not grounded in the decision that it's going to happen. Remember, you decide it's happening. You decide it's happening. No one else. The universe isn't there to decide what is for you and what's not for you. You decide it, full stop. So if you decide it and you decide it's happening and it's done, then what's the rush? Now, I had this conversation with my daughter, just to give you like a real life analogy, kind of sharing a bit of a life lesson with her right now, because, you know, Christmas is coming up. She's got a birthday not long after that. And she came home from being at her nan's yesterday and she hit me up for this doll, right, that she really wants. And I said to her, darling, like, I told you nothing else now until Christmas. Santa's coming soon. We've got a birthday coming up. Like, there's going to be plenty of beautiful gifts. Plus, you got an entire bedroom and toy room full of gorgeous dolls. Enjoy those. Anyway, she's still going on about it this morning. And I just said to her, darling, like, if you truly want this and you truly believe it is yours, then you won't mind waiting. Okay? Like, if it's going to happen, you won't mind waiting. But what's happening is she's doubting if she's going to get it. And no matter how much I reassure her, she's got a birthday coming up, and if she wants this custom doll, then absolutely, we can definitely look at that. She's still doubting. She's doubting whether it's actually going to happen. And that's what's causing her to want it right now. So it's causing her to want it. And by the way, she doesn't just want it right now. She wanted it yesterday. Okay, so I just want to offer up that real life perspective that that's really what's going on. When there's doubt that it's going to be yours, the rush, the impatience generally creeps in. Now is not the time to be impatient. Now is the time to walk steady. There's always the time to walk steady. There's no rush. What you are building is being built. It fucking is being built. You know, we're so, this is what I love to really share. Like, please understand and hear me on this. Everything happens on the energetic field first. We're so focused on building it in the physical plane, okay, that we actually lose sight and lose track of how much we can actually do in the energetic space of the creation phase. So even if you can't see a building block in your real life, you have an opportunity to build it energetically first. And honestly, that's the foundation. And if you're not building the energetic foundation, please understand what shows up in your physical reality may not be what you decided on, okay? With every new day, a new brick is being laid. You've come a long way. The foundations are steady. Now all that is needed is for you to trust and keep walking forward. Trust really is the undercurrent, really is the foundation of everything. It's the foundation of all the work that I do. Those clients that are on with me right now will know, like, we talk about trust a fuck ton, right? Trust is like the core of the transformational work that I do. People think they come to work with me about money, but like trust is the gateway to money. If a thought that things should be moving faster enters your head, that is just your ego comparing your rising to someone else. Potentially, that's exactly what could be happening. Comparison is not your friend. Stay in your lane, water your own garden, knowing that your time to bloom will come soon. Beautiful card, right? So any doubt you're having, any uncertainty, any questions that are coming in, nothing wrong with them. Don't push them away. Okay. I'm all for like bringing those things in closer, letting that be there, like feeling whatever it is that you want to feel that goes along with that, but just let them be there and know they're not real. You can choose to focus on them if you so wish or not. Completely up to you. And that is the invitation for this week. Okay. All right. And therefore, what is rising up? I haven't pulled this card in a while. Anna, grandmother of Jesus, seeding the light, laying foundations, divine plan. Okay. So I'm going to need to read this one out because I'm not overly familiar with the energy of it, but I'm sure whatever comes through will be potent and powerful and just what you all need. Okay. Anna, grandmother of Jesus, was an ancient mystic who dedicated her life to laying the foundations for Christ consciousness to be woven through all of life. She's not widely known, but without her, Christ consciousness will not be rising as it is today. Anna represents the quiet dedication that is sometimes required to live a life of service. She represents the generations that came before that devoted their lives to dreaming a new world into being. Okay. That's where I feel like the message really is. Okay. So again, just want to relay a little bit of a tidbit of a conversation I had with a lady yesterday who was talking about like the dreams that she has for her business, which are pretty sizable, pretty cool, like really exciting. And she said, am I being delusional? I was like, yes, you are being delusional. I love delusional. Bring me all the delusion, please. Okay. But this is what's required, ladies, like being devoted to dreaming a new world into being. But what happens for so many of us is that we spend more time being devoted to our current reality. And what happens is when we're really devoted, change the word devoted to focused. When we're focused / devoted to our current reality, more so than our dreams, we actually stay in a place of recreation, right? Not in a space of creation, which is the new. So there is this beautiful energy right now for you to reassess and realign your level of devotion to the delusional dreams that you have, the delusional desires that make no fucking sense, that make you question, but how? That make other people say things like, I don't know if that's going to happen. Okay. Like those delusional dreams, that's what I'm about. That's what I'm about helping my clients experience. That's what I'm about inspiring this community to do, is to delusionally dream, to dream into things that make no sense. So much so that your mind has no capacity to be able to intellectualize how it's going to happen, and it just fucking gives up because that's what you want. It goes, I can't work it out. I'm just going to give into this and just go with the flow, right? So that's what this card is about. That's the energy that is really circulating right now, particularly with this beautiful new moon that we're in right now, okay, is the delusional dream. And how devoted are you to being and creating that delusional dream? Beautiful question to ask yourself right now. Okay, so let me finish that sentence off. She represents the generations that came before that devoted their lives to dreaming a new world into being while knowing that they would not see the glorious end result. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to see the end result, but how beautiful is that? I mean, that is the utmost representation of trust and faith. Like we're not going to see that. We're not going to see the fruits of those dreams, but we're still going to dream it anyway, right? We'll never live that, but we're still going to dream it anyway. What a beautiful, unbelievable place to live from. She represents the dutiful soldier, the unconditional mother, and the mystic who can see the thread that is woven through all of life. Anna teaches us that we all have a part to play in the divine plan. It doesn't have to be on the world stage to be significant. One person's part is not worthier than another. It really isn't. One person's part may be to mother their children. Another's may be to gather women in circle each month. No part is better or worse, more important or less significant. It's not a competition. And you know what? Can I just say, I know all of you intellectually get that. But I want to invite you to go within and actually see when you are comparing yourself, you are making it about a competition. So if you are in this space of like looking over the fence and seeing what Susie over on Instagram is doing and how much further she's along in her business, no matter what that triggers in you, please know that comparison is akin to competition. Now, I share that with you with no judgment nor opinion about that whatsoever, okay? But just understanding she has her part to play, you have your part to play, and you want to focus on the part that you are playing and being devoted to the dreams, the delusional dreams that you are birthing and creating right now. We each have within us a seed of light that we incarnated to share. Anna is gathering us all to remember and surrender to our part of the plan. And one of the gifts that human design's given me and is giving my clients too is actually to be able to see on a chart your own uniqueness. And when you are in alignment with your own uniqueness, the seeds that you get to plant, water, grow, and enjoy are a thing of true beauty. We are so unique. Our energetic blueprint, there's small nuances even that just make us so wildly different. And when you really get to know yourself and you can ruthlessly be unapologetic in embodying that truth, that's when you get the access point the portal, the gateway, and you get into the vortex of your delusional dreams. That is the truest truth that I know to be true as at 9:49 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time, Sydney, Australia, on the 17th of November, 2020. That is the truest truth that I know and can speak into reality right now, is that when you get into the slipstream, try saying that a few times, the slipstream of your own unique energetic blueprint, and you live that way unapologetically, and you reset to that, and you make a choice to come back to that every single day, you seriously take the keys, okay, and you put them into the door that will open, and inside of that room is everything you could possibly have imagined and more. I truly, I don't just believe that. To me, that is truth. It is written in stone. It's one of the things that I'm so excited to be learning and introducing and integrating into my business with human design, is that once you have that information and you practice this, like, I know it's such a cliche, but the magic really does happen. It's fucking unbelievable. So stay tuned and stay in this energy, because I have lots coming up in 2021, particularly that's going to incorporate human design into manifestation, into business. Like the combination of human design, manifestation, because basically, as I see it, human design is manifestation, by the way, and business is going to fucking blow your minds. This is the new way to do business. And it's not even the new way. This is the ancient way, right? But we kind of got sidetracked. But it's the contrast, right? We always need the contrast. And now we get to come back to self first. Come back to self first. We come back to home first. Then we create from that place. And when we do that, it's like a gift that just keeps giving. So anyway, that's the energy that's rising up. A lot there for you, ladies. Hopefully you were able to take something away that is of value for you. You may need to come back and listen to this again. It will be housed on the podcast, also in the group here also, but you can go check it out on the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches podcast. I've got a fucking amazing interview with Brittany Eastman, who is a human design. I don't even know how to say her. She's like the queen of human design. But nonetheless, that is going to be released on the podcast next week. So flag it for Monday, 6 a.m. Flag it in your diary to go listen to that episode. She is just the most incredible human being. We had the most mind-blowing conversation. The way you think about alignment and manifestation will never be the same again after listening to this episode. And once you start to, if it feels right for you, once you start to understand your human design and go down that path, I don't even know how to explain what you will experience. All I know is that it will rock your world. This podcast episode will rock your world. Human design has the potential to rock your world if it feels good for you. And I'm excited for what it's going to bring to my world, my clients' world, and this space over the next 12, 24 months and so on. All right. All right, ladies, whatever you are up to today, have the most beautiful and incredible day. And if you have any questions about this reading at all, or any information that you want to know about what it could look like to work with me, to be able to come home to yourself first, and then to create self-selected strategy within your business so that you can more than double your income in 2021, but do it in a way that is unique and aligned for you, okay? Unique and aligned for you, nobody else, you. Then I'd love to hear from you. I've got a mastermind that is running in 2021. Just let me tell you, it'll be like nothing you've ever experienced before. If you've never been in a mastermind before, you probably don't have a reference point, which is fine, but this is, it's not cookie cutter program. It's like coaching on steroids. It's potent. It's powerful. It'll blow your mind. And I'm chatting with women right now. I'm not really launching it. I'm just chatting with women to see if it's right for them. So if you feel like it's something you want to explore, then you're more than welcome to just jump into my messages and say, hey, Gemma, any information you can share with me about the mastermind, and I would be absolutely more than happy to have a conversation with you and help you work out whether it's something that might be for you or not. Okay. All right, beautiful. Have the most incredible day wherever you are. I will see you really, really soon. Okay. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches podcast.
If you loved this episode as much as I loved recording it for you, then I'd be so grateful if you could take just 1 minute to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. And if you're like me and you love to help other people, then go ahead and take a moment now to share this episode with one person who you know needs to hear it. And finally, if you're looking for a supportive community of fellow female coaches who just get it, then I'd love to invite you to join the Soulful Manifesting for Coaches Facebook group. Just head to the link in the show notes to join. Okay, beautiful. Now come back and join me same time, same place for next week's episode. Have a beautiful day and remember, dream big, baby, and have some fun along the way.